$680 million poured into precision ag last year. Autonomous weeding robots dominated, and John Deere made two acquisitions in 3 months. A food company, not an equipment maker, bought a robotics startup to protect its own supply chain. The deals are accelerating, the money is moving, and the winners are already separating from the pack. If you're investing, building, or buying in this space, you need the full picture before your competitors get it. The 2025 Precision Agriculture Intelligence Report from iGrowNews is now available. Get your copy today at iGrowNews.com/precision.
Welcome to another episode of Ag Tech Digest, your go-to source for the latest in agricultural technology. In today's episode, we're exploring a dynamic range of developments reshaping the global ag tech landscape. From innovative biomanufacturing designed for harsh desert climates to advanced ammonia reduction technologies supporting cleaner poultry farming, progress is accelerating across multiple fronts. Funding rounds are fueling new platforms in trade finance and regional tech acceleration, while strategic partnerships are setting the stage for large-scale agritech infrastructure in the Middle East. Advances in AI-driven crop protection and nitrogen-fixing microbial tech are streamlining sustainable farming practices, and the latest organic certifications are validating bio-based solutions for soil and plant health. Meanwhile, new biopesticides and post-harvest fungicides are aiming to reduce food loss, and container-based mushroom farming is emerging as a compact, efficient model for high-demand crops. With improvements in rural connectivity and drone integration, precision agriculture continues to benefit from enhanced real-time data and aerial insights. Lastly, a behind-the-scenes look at vertical farming in Dubai highlights how tech-enabled horticulture is meeting the demands of premium markets. There's a lot to unpack, so let's get started. Kicking off a dynamic week in agritech, several groundbreaking initiatives and funding rounds are shaping the future of food production and sustainability. Flat 6 Labs has invested in Green Desert Technologies, a startup pioneering algae-based biomanufacturing tailored for desert climates. The company's efforts are focused on improving food security and climate resilience by leveraging chemical engineering, Internet of Things, and machine learning to boost algae cultivation efficiency while reducing associated costs. This move aligns with Flat 6 Labs' broader strategy to back biotech and environmental startups across the Middle East and Africa. Meanwhile, the clean air movement in poultry farming advances with MUVA's ammonia reduction project, aiming to prevent 47,100 pounds of nitrogen from entering the Chesapeake Bay watershed. This initiative is one of 9 selected from a pool of 30 applicants and is scheduled to begin field trials in the summer of 2025, with a full rollout planned for 2026. In financial developments, Blooms has raised $2.6 million to expand its artificial intelligence-powered trade finance platform designed to support Latin American produce exporters. The platform offers working capital, foreign exchange, and payment solutions to improve liquidity and reduce food waste, ultimately aiming to stabilize supply chains and enhance produce pricing across North America. Additionally, Brilliant Harvest secured $500,000 from SVG Ventures Pioneer Fund as part of a $50 million initiative supported by Farm Credit Canada and Alberta Innovate's Scale Up Gap program. This funding will drive technological growth and strengthen the agricultural landscape in Alberta. Finally, a strategic partnership between Silal and Shuguang Vegetable Industry Group has been announced to develop a 100,000 square meter agritech facility in Al Ain, United Arab Emirates. The project, involving an investment of over 120 million dirhams, will integrate advanced greenhouse systems, artificial intelligence, and robotics, with SVG's Shuguang model being adapted to suit the unique climate conditions of the United Arab Emirates. This week's editorial highlights a powerful intersection of artificial intelligence and crop protection as Tom Mead delves into how Enko is harnessing cutting-edge technology to transform agricultural science. Emphasizing the enduring value of human oversight, Mead underscores the critical role scientists play in guiding molecule design and validating artificial intelligence-driven insights. At the core of this transformation is Enko's Encompass platform, which identifies crop protection molecules 75% faster and at 90% lower cost compared to traditional discovery methods. This technological leap is enabling the development of safer, more targeted agrochemicals, with promising implications for sustainability and regulatory efficiency. Further reinforcing the practical strength of its approach, Enko integrates field testing and active farmer collaboration as a foundational part of its research and development model. Central to this methodology is a scientist-in-the-loop framework, which carefully balances artificial intelligence capabilities with rigorous scientific evaluation, ensuring that innovation is both intelligent and responsible. This week in plant science, groundbreaking developments are shaping the conversation around health, sustainability, and innovation in agriculture. The Make America Healthy Again, MAHA Commission report, raises urgent concerns about the cumulative exposure of United States children to agricultural chemicals, such as pesticides, dioxins, and microplastics, calling for a significant shift in agricultural policy toward whole foods and health-conscious farming practices. Meanwhile, Pivot Bio is expanding its footprint with the opening of two new centers for research and development, innovation and operations, including a new global headquarters in the Midwest. This move is designed to accelerate product development, deepen collaboration with partners, and support the deployment of its nitrogen-fixing microbial technology, already active on over 15 million acres across North America. Future expansion efforts are targeting South America and Africa, with integration of artificial intelligence and machine learning technologies underway. In parallel, V-Grid Energy Systems has earned organic input material certification from the California Department of Food and Agriculture for its Persist Biochar and Persist PAF BioLiquid, both made from agricultural waste using proprietary biomass-to-energy technology. These products are designed to support soil health, enhance plant productivity, and advance regenerative agriculture. In a joint initiative, BioTalis and AgroFresh have announced a strategic collaboration to develop biological fungicides for post-harvest protection of fresh produce, aiming to mitigate fungal spoilage, which accounts for approximately 14% of global produce loss between harvest and retail. Lastly, Supergrowers has launched Omnicide IPM, a nano-emulsion biopesticide with triple action as an insecticide, fungicide, and sporicide. The product is Environmental Protection Agency, FIFRA, 25B, exempt, non-toxic, biodegradable, leaves no residue, and is suitable for both small and large-scale farming, including organic operations. Its efficacy is backed by independent testing from universities and research institutions, reinforcing its potential to support safe and sustainable crop protection practices. In this week's sponsored spotlight, an innovative approach to mushroom farming is capturing attention with a compact, all-in-one system that enables cultivation within 40-foot containers equipped with climate control and segmented growing zones. This setup is not only efficient, but also highly scalable, using minimal resources, approximately 15 gallons of water per day, and between 50 to 70 kilowatt hours of energy daily, making it ideal for placement near markets to reduce supply chain complexity. The high-yield system produces approximately 400 pounds of blue oyster mushrooms per week, while Lion's Mane mushrooms are experiencing surging demand in both the health and culinary sectors. Moreover, automated controls powered by integrated sensors regulate temperature, humidity, carbon dioxide, and misting, ensuring optimal and consistent growing conditions. Startup costs for this turnkey farming model are approximately $235,000, with sales channels ranging from farmers markets to wholesale distribution and specialty retail outlets, offering growers multiple pathways to profitability and market reach. Precision agriculture continues to evolve with new technology and partnerships aiming to boost sustainability and operational efficiency across farming communities. Emergent Connext, in collaboration with Microsoft Airband and Cal.net, is expanding rural broadband infrastructure throughout California's Central Valley to support precision agriculture and sustainable farming practices. This enhanced network will enable real-time data usage for optimizing irrigation, reducing input costs, and monitoring both crops and livestock, while aligning with Microsoft's broader goals of promoting digital equity, climate resilience, and rural economic development. Meanwhile, Ascent Aerosystems and Age Eagle have signed a memorandum of understanding to integrate the Red Edge P multispectral camera with Ascent's Spirit unmanned aerial vehicle, marking the first multispectral payload for the company's coaxial UAVs. This integration seeks to elevate agricultural drone capabilities by providing flexible, modular imaging solutions tailored for crop health monitoring and other precision agriculture applications. During a recent farm visit, Greeneration's high-end vertical flower farm in Dubai was explored, revealing its dedicated focus on supplying edible flowers, microgreens, and specialty leaves to the premium HoReCa sector, including hotels, restaurants, and catering services. The facility utilizes full-spectrum white LED lighting, not only to enhance plant quality, but also to improve workplace visibility. Moreover, the environmental control systems have been specifically adapted to address the unique challenges posed by the UAE's climate. Additionally, precision nutrient and water management strategies are implemented to support the cultivation of a wide range of flower species. Importantly, the farm delivers freshly harvested produce to chefs throughout the city within a short time frame, ensuring top freshness and quality. In other news shaking up the agri-food landscape, Dairy Cares and California's dairy sector have announced an impressive annual reduction of 5 million metric tons of carbon dioxide equivalent in methane emissions. This significant milestone is the result of advancements in manure management technologies, such as digesters and alternative practices, alongside improvements in milk production efficiency. Meanwhile, Lettuce Grow has forged a strategic partnership with Cambridge Hoquet, a leading UK player in controlled environment agriculture infrastructure, with the aim of integrating advanced aeroponics into commercial greenhouse and vertical farming projects throughout the United Kingdom. In a separate development, Bioxitran's antiviral PHM23 has been selected by the University of Georgia for inclusion in its USDA HPAI Poultry Innovation Grand Challenge grant proposal, a program backed by up to $100 million to address the threat of highly pathogenic avian influenza, H5N1. Lastly, Bartlett, a Savage company, has reached an agreement to acquire Ceres Global Ag Corp, thereby expanding its grain and oilseed storage and merchandising operations. Ceres currently operates 10 facilities across Minnesota, Manitoba, and Saskatchewan, boasting a total capacity of approximately 45 million bushels. Looking ahead, mark your calendars for Reuters Events Transform Food and Agriculture Europe 2025. Next up is the Commercial UAV Expo from September 2nd to 4th in Las Vegas, USA. At the same time, Taiwan Smart Agri Week will be happening from September 3rd to 5th in Taiwan. Then the Global Vertical Farming Show 2025 will take place from September 10th to 11th in Dubai, UAE. Then finally, Space will run from September 16th to 18th in France. That wraps up today's episode of AgTech Digest. We explored the latest developments in agricultural innovation through an exclusive farm visit. From Greeneration's high-end vertical flower farm in Dubai, supplying freshly harvested edible flowers, microgreens, and specialty leaves to the city's fine dining sector, to the use of full-spectrum LED lighting and precision environmental controls tailored for the UAE's climate, it's clear that forward-thinking solutions are redefining modern farming. With cutting-edge nutrient and water management strategies in place, this vertical farm is setting a new standard in premium horticulture. Thanks for joining me. I'm Anna, signing off. Stay inspired and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
$680 million poured into precision ag last year. Autonomous weeding robots dominated, and John Deere made two acquisitions in 3 months. A food company, not an equipment maker, bought a robotics startup to protect its own supply chain. The deals are accelerating, the money is moving, and the winners are already separating from the pack. If you're investing, building, or buying in this space, you need the full picture before your competitors get it. The 2025 Precision Agriculture Intelligence Report from iGrowNews is now available. Get your copy today at iGrowNews.com/precision.